Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is the same guy we talked to last week, but on a different topic. It's Bill Flynn, Executive Director of the New Canaan Nature Center. We talked about some of the events they have going on, but one of the events they also do, kind of an event, is some backyard lawn care invasive species programs. And you know what's coming? It's going to get here eventually. That's springtime. So if you want to get out and enjoy the spring outdoor season in your backyard, your patio, or wherever you may be spending the sunny days coming up soon, Bill has some ideas where we can take back our own backyard. It's not Sparta, but it's pretty close in our minds. So let's continue that conversation with Bill Flynn, Executive Director of the New Canaan Nature Center. But one thing I know you want to talk about, and I love the idea of, you're a nature center, but the education that you guys, it's an ongoing thing, whether it's from invasive species to animal rehabs to like the SAP Saturday, learning how maple syrup is done. Tell me a little bit about the invasive species research you guys are doing up there.
Yeah, this is a pretty common movement, and a lot of people have heard it through groups that have done a lot of great work, like Pollinator Pathway is a good group, other environmental education centers, and really focusing on eliminating species of plants that aren't designed to be here. So mm-hmm. for a very long time, the plants, animals, fungus, bacteria, they all sort of figured out a way to exist really well together. And that when you introduce species that maybe were evolving for a long time in Asia, and then they're introduced in the United States, the insects can't eat them, or you know, the mammals can't eat them, and it just throws things out of whack. And something we're really focused on is how do you get the native species back, but the invasive species, the ones that aren't really supposed to be here, they do really well. They grow really easily. You brought up an example we're chatting earlier about bittersweet. It's a vine that goes everywhere, and really the only method that is widespread and used as really effective is using chemicals to kill them. And they're very effective and they work really well. We don't fully understand all of the ramifications of widespread herbicide use. And so what we are excited to be at the forefront of, and other organizations are doing as well, is how do you eliminate invasive species and replace them with natives with using non-chemical methods? So we have a lot of different ones. We had goats on property, and that's a popular thing. You can rent goats to attack all of and chew down all of the plants in an area that are heavily invasive heavy. And then you can come along with native seeds and plant them, and that's a way to do it. Instead of applying herbicide to an area, you can put down plastic sheeting. It's called solarizing, so it heats up all of the seeds underneath and kills them, and then you remove the plastic and you plant down your natives, and then hopefully those take over. And then we reuse the plastic on different areas, so we just keep moving that around. That's another method that we're doing. There was a cardboard planting garden where you trim down all the plants, put down a layer of cardboard, and cut out holes where the native plants would come up, and then it blocked out the other ones. But, you know, again, we weren't using chemicals for that. So we're kind of a case study for non-chemical invasive species removal. And we're actually building a new greenhouse here in the next few years that will only propagate native seeds and native plants that we'll harvest from our property and surroundings. So we'll have genetically local seeds. So all of our land management is with this in mind. And we're very excited to do it and be a hub for it and really be open to ideas. And hopefully those ideas spread throughout the community and then beyond. So we're excited about that.
And one of those things I think a lot of people don't realize is when you're planting a species that kind of belongs and started its journey here, they grow well. Like, you don't have to fight with them as much to get it to grow because it's growing where it's supposed to grow.
It might be more work in the beginning to get your native field or native patch established, but once it is, it takes care of itself. It really does. It knows what it's doing. It doesn't need to be watered. It doesn't need, you might have to do some spot weeding here and there if your bittersweet vine comes in, but you know, it's the benefits are huge. And it's hard to find like a landscaping company or someone you can call up and say, I want my property managed this specific way, because the methods are still being hashed out.
Yeah,
and so once it's there, and once the lay person can call somebody and say, I want this, and they say, yes, we have a program for that, that's just not quite readily available yet. And we're, again, excited to work with as many people as possible and different organizations, different landscaping companies to develop that so that it can be widely utilized. So it's something we're really excited about, something we're passionate about, and it's something that's gaining momentum, which we're excited about.
I think one of the things people forget too is the patience required to do this. Like, it's not these plants just started growing here. They're here. They became invasive because they're kind of stubborn. They're difficult to get rid of. Like, it takes time where people like, oh, just spray it with X or spray it with Y and get rid of it overnight. But the detriment you're doing to anything else you want to grow there, we don't know the outcome of what that might be long term. Is, I think, where people are like, they have to realize that. I feel more and more people are realizing that we kind of only have one giant rock spinning through space. Like, let's kind of take our time and understand and maintain what we have going on in our own backyard. Whether it's, you know, start small. You want to, you know, clear out a little corner and plant some native species or even some fruit or vegetable plants to understand like what it takes to maintain that stuff. And that's cool to bring in the kids and different groups to have them understand this is how we should be maintaining the land. And once we are at that point, it is easier to maintain.
Any changing of mindsets has to start with education. You have to let people know what the problem is and why it's important and give them a solution. And so that's really what we're an environmental education center. Whether it's our preschool summer camp, we're providing positive connections for people to connect with the natural world so that they'll want to protect it later. It's just kind of makes sense to us. And with that education, then if you really give that base layer later in life, they're going to want to be part of those solutions. And so that's what we're trying to do, is just give as much information as possible, make it easy, make it accessible, and hopefully get people to think about that when they are making decisions with their own yard. Because if everyone's sort of on the same...
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Same page, as you said, even if it's planting a few pollinators, few native pollinators in their garden, they are adding to the solution. Mm-hmm. Actually, in New Canaan, this is a really fun thing to see. As we do all these talks, and we work with other environmental groups in town, and we put on programs together, and then you see people's yards that they're transforming from just grass, which is kind of an ecological wasteland. It's great for kids to play, and I'm not advocating that no one should have grass lawns. But if they take a portion of it and convert it into native fields, and what that can do for your local native pollinator population and the insects, and then it goes all the way up the food chain, I'm seeing that around town as people actually investing and transforming part of their properties into that, which is really neat to see. It means the education is sticking. And not just us, but other like-minded organizations, and it's actually making a difference. And that's
you never know what's in your. Like, we have a spot in our backyard on the north end that's, you know, it's wooded area. It's my neighbor's in the back's backyard, but the bittersweet, the poison ivy, the vines were just coming in for years, and I was just like, that's it, I'm done. I'm going back there with a chainsaw, and we're going to town. I cut as much bittersweet and unwrapped the poison ivy vines from the trees, and all of a sudden, I found in the back corner, I had this beautiful blackberry tree. I'm like, did not know you existed back here, buddy. So cleaned it all up, pruned it up, and now the kids can go in the backyard and eat blackberries off the tree in the backyard that we didn't even know was there for 10 years.
And that's, so to your point of, you had enough, I'm just going to hack it all down.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that process, and this is something we're working on, is then what can you come in with afterwards to add to that forest so it doesn't go back to those invasive species or something to replace them. Otherwise, you might have the same problem, or you're going to have to hack it down every year or two. So it's start to finish, and we're working hard managing our property that way and just being able to pass that along is, we think, vitally important, and we're excited about the work.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, I got some rocks, put some rocks in there. I'm like, it's going to become a nice little rock garden. I got some bird feeders up over there. And I'm like, there's the chipmunks and the squirrel. Like, we have a pile of squirrels that just eat acorns back there because my neighbor's got a massive oak tree. But I'm like, just fighting with the stuff that wants to keep attacking my yard. It's like, right. There's that, you know, never-ending battle. But it's one of those things where you can look back and say, okay, I remember what it used to look like. And now this is what it's looked like. And it's that slow evolution. It's not going to happen overnight. And people need to understand that still, I feel.
Yeah, a lot of people sort of, with this invasive native conversation, unless you're read up on it or unless you're passionate about it, it's like, well, why should I care? Like, what's really the deal here? And there's Doug Ptolemy, who's written a lot of books on this subject. He put it in a very easy way that I always use this example is, one nest of chickadees, the bird, in order for them to have, you know, 3-4 fledglings in their nest, and in order for them to have enough food to grow their wings and fly away from the nest, it takes about 6,000 to 9,000 caterpillars, something in that realm, for one nest of chickadees. Those caterpillars and those insects that they're eating, there's a lot of plants that they will only be able to eat. The monarch butterfly one is, you have to have milkweed, otherwise the monarch butterfly caterpillar has nothing to eat. Without milkweed, no monarchs. A lot of insects and caterpillars are like that. They specialize in just a few different plants. Yep. If you have all invasive plants that they can't get around those defenses, then you can't have all those caterpillars, then you don't have the birds. And so that's the easiest example I always give of, without the native plants, you don't have the bugs, and without the bugs and caterpillars, you don't have the birds, and it goes all the way up. So,
yeah, it's like one of the ones, kind of the same thing I explained to the kids. We used to have a lot of tomato plants in our backyard. My neighbor's tree has gotten too big. I can't really get much sun back there, but that's here nor there. So we started doing tomato plants at our campground and, you know, teaching them to go in there and, you know, do the little sucker pulling, or, you know, keep an eye on it. What insects are on there? Those are good insects. Those are bad insects. Like, the one that they were always intrigued with was like the green horned caterpillar. And I was like, they're bad, but we kind of need them because what lays its eggs in, you know, the bee that lays its eggs in them only does this. It's like explaining the whole ecosystem. So you understand the relationships of everything. Like, there's things that rely on certain things that have to rely on other things. But somewhere along the line, you have to pick and choose. Okay, it might be bad, but we kind of have to let it be because other good things survive and thrive on that bad thing. You know, ladybugs and mites and plants.
There's no perfect solution. but the nothing disrupts an ecosystem like us. us humans are very good at it. And as long as we're continuing to try to find solutions, if we do mess up the natural order of things, I think we're going in the right direction. So that's what we encourage here. Just being aware of these issues and what can we do to help it. And, you know, putting time and effort and money towards that is worth it to us. And we try to convince other people of that as well.
Well, Bill, thank you. So hopefully people, the spring, it's upon us. Have faith. It's getting here. So you get outside, get your shovel, get some plastic, get some cardboard, figure out how you want to attack that whatever is growing in your backyard. Reclaim your backyard. Take it back from those invasive species. Plant some native plants. Get some native birds. Hey, I'm always a fan of a hummingbird feeder. So if you want to throw a hummingbird feeder up there, that's cool. I'm okay with it. So look at your backyard. Get a plan going. You know, how you want to enjoy your backyard. What do you want to do with your backyard? Invasive species, I feel they're everywhere. You know, if you want to check out the New Canaan Nature Center, it's newcanaannature.org. Visit the website, see what they got going on. Again, newcanaannature.org. It's Bill Flynn right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare.
That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare, retirement, and getting paid while learning? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouniontcareers.com and start building your future today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.